On Tuesday, lead University of South Florida researcher Aaron Kimmerly announced she and her team have positively ID'd Robert Stevens by matching his DNA with that of his living nephew. In 1936, Stevens was sentenced to 2 years for breaking and entering, but almost a year into his sentence, the school's records state Stevens was stabbed to death by another inmate. Still, Robert Shirley says no matter the circumstances, these boys deserve a proper burial.
It's as important as starting this thing that we end it correctly, that this doesn't end up on a dusty shelf somewhere in the USF library, but there's a memorial where people can go to and physically touch it, you know, and see it and remember this happened. You know, boys were flogged for 68 years at this school. Most of them were under the age of 12.
Shirley is one of the so-called White House boys who say they survived the abuse at the school. Meanwhile, a reburial plan is in the works. A final report is also due January 2016. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.